With December on our doorstep once again, it's time to start thinking seriously about Christmas shopping. A News Poll survey has found that more than one third of Aussies plan to purchase their gifts online, raising concerns for local businesses. $2 billion is estimated to be spent online this Christmas, but not all store owners are worried.
Hi, I'm Roslyn from Lincoln Camera Centre in Port Lincoln.
Tell us, how's business been going in the lead up to Christmas?
It's been a little bit slow. Unfortunately, there is a few models that are coming out in December, so I think December could be potentially quite a big month for us.
Have you noticed any change with people trying to get their cameras and things online rather than coming in and seeing you?
Oh, there is certainly a portion that would be buying online, but luckily for us, we do have great support in the town. A lot of people will come in to see us because they want the right advice, and they come in and ask questions and pick up the product and play with it, and they do ultimately buy from us, so that's pretty good. And that is one thing, you need the support and the backup, and if you've got a question later on, at least you can come in. Yeah, we are very lucky.
And have you used anything like social media to try and push the business?
We find that Facebook works really well for us. We're in the process of doing up a pretty impressive website as well so that people can find us easier. I haven't gone down the path of online selling yet, but I think that will be a thing that will come. You know, I might as well join this revolution, and it makes life easier for everyone to shop. It's convenient, but I think you do still need to support these little local businesses too. We really do have to embrace this to exist.
Hi, Tanya Blair, owner and manager of Chilli Pink Fashions, Port Lincoln.
With all the advantages in online shopping, have you noticed more or less customers coming in here recently?
I've definitely seen a small wave when the online shopping first had the biggest impact. And yeah, it did slow down. However, I do see a lot of customers coming back because they do like the touch feel and obviously the personalised service. So I think for any business out there today, it really comes down to customer service. We really need to be on the ball there because that's what is going to keep our customer coming back.
Do you shop online yourself?
I have had a look online, and I can actually say no. And I got burnt myself a long time ago. I won't name what online business it was, but you know, I purchased items, and when I received them, they weren't in the Australian sizes, and they were too small. So I mean, I lost my money. I know as a business owner, and when I go to buy myself, if I go to buy for the store, and I see things through my emails, etc., when I've received goods, they don't look the same. The quality's not what I thought. I'm looking to get great customer satisfaction, so I need to have that certainty. So my certainty, I find, is when I actually touch, feel. It's in my hands, and I'm totally in control of the transaction.
That was local business owner Tanya Blair. Here on the EP, people on the street have mixed opinions as to whether or not they'll shop online or shop locally.
Online.
And why is that?
Convenience. It's delivered to your door, you can try it on at home and you can send it back if it doesn't fit and you can see it.
I like shopping in store because you can try it on and you don't have to worry about sending it back.
Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
No.
I'm too poor for Christmas shopping.
Where are you planning on doing most of your Christmas shopping? Online?
No, in Port Lincoln.
Yeah, I won't do any unless Mum gives me the money.
Hello, I'm Debbie and I live at Warminder.
What do you like about online shopping?
I don't have to hurry. I can do it at the hours that suit me, and I can get up and go away and think about things without the pressure of a salesperson.
Have you done any of your Christmas shopping online?
We don't buy a lot of gifts, but we give things to charity, and I have done that online. Yes, that's quite easy. Just press a button.
Ali from Mount Gambier, South Australia.
Do you prefer online shopping or to shop locally?
Shop locally. Or it helps the community, I guess, at the end of the day. Give what you take what you give.
Why don't you shop online?
I don't trust all the bloody bullshit on the internet.
And why do you think everyone else seems to shop online?
Cheaper, better bargains, I guess.
Tony Stoll, Port Lincoln.
And we're just here at the post office with Tony, and you've just picked up a parcel. What's in the parcel?
Actually, this is some TV cable for Callum's house.
And was that purchased online?
Certainly was. Don't buy too much at all online, actually. This was a bit of a rarity. So, look around a bit, but hate shopping at the best of times, to tell you the truth. I usually like to see stuff that I'm actually buying, so... Yeah, just to make sure it's okay, make sure the quality's good. Always a bit of a surprise when you buy online, just to see if what you've actually ordered is what you're getting.
Do you like to shop locally to support the local businesses?
Yeah, being a local business owner myself is good, and I like to try and support local people and to try and make sure they keep jobs. Even at Woolies, I normally try and go through a checkout as opposed by doing it myself.
I'm Tanya from Port Lincoln.
Do you prefer online shopping or in-person shopping?
Oh, I like a bit of both. Shopping down the street, you get to bump into people that you know, but then also you get to look at products that you may not have thought of. So if you're online shopping, you generally tend to be looking for something specific that you're looking up, whereas browsing component of shopping down the street is good.
And what do you like about shopping online?
You can just hop from website to website and compare prices and see which one's the cheapest, and often free postage is a good bonus as well.
Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
I'm about to have a baby, so I've finished my Christmas shopping already.
It's very organised. And where did you do most of that shopping?
Probably just locally, when I've seen things that I've spotted that I've liked for people, and you tend to get like sale bargains as well.
Lucy Corns runs a website which combines the best of many online stores. She believes that when it comes to online versus local, it doesn't have to be either or.
I think there's a mixture, and I'm a big advocate for both. Online shopping can be exceptionally good, but there are some things when you shop online that it cannot be replicated at your local store, and that's really, really good face-to-face service. Obviously, that's something that online stores can't compete with. So I think what I've seen is a trend of traditional retailers making an excuse saying that online shopping sort of is taking over from their businesses. I work with hundreds of online stores, and many of them have a traditional presence as well. So I guess what I'm aiming to do is to help them take their products to a bigger audience. So for example, the other day, I have a local South Australian business based in Moonta who also have an online presence, and we were able to send, as a direct result of a SheShopped order, an item to the Philippines. So it's about people perhaps potentially utilising their traditional space and that face-to-face customer service, and then being quite entrepreneurial and taking that next step, and also reaching a bigger audience than perhaps they've ever had the possibility to do before. So for me, online shopping presents the greatest opportunity to retailers of our time. I think it's really exciting, and sure, it presents challenges as well. But from where I sit, and I work with obviously a lot of online retailers, it's as challenging for online retailers as it is for traditional retailers. And those same good business sense, those sensibilities still apply for online retailers as it does for traditional retailers. So I think people can succeed in the current climate in business, whether they're traditional retailers or online, but it certainly does take a little bit of business sensibility, because they are challenging times, there's no question.
So you think it could work in country towns as well?
I think the challenges for businesses in the country areas, as it is for any business, I guess I really don't think it's so much of a location thing, but it's just about getting your name out there. Of course, if you're going to make sales from an online presence, you need to be able to drive traffic to your site. So it's about getting your name out there, using marketing tools which don't cost money, like Facebook and social media, Twitter, all of those sort of things, to help to drive traffic to your site. And yeah, I think it is absolutely possible for country retailers to combine their traditional presence with an online presence. And I think it's exciting for them. I think it's really exciting. Got a lot of, a couple of farmers' wives who have an online shop. Actually, these ladies that I'm thinking of only have an online presence. They don't have a traditional presence, but they're operating it from a country town, and they do exceptionally well. They have a few challenges that I always talk to them about in terms of postage. That's one thing that's a little bit tougher for them, but there's ways around it. And if you see it as a challenge, it is a challenge. But if you don't see it as a challenge, it's not a barrier. And there's all sorts of ways to, I guess, overcome those potential obstacles if you're a country retailer. So I think not only is it possible, but it's just a wonderful and exciting opportunity for people in the country.
And you're obviously a big fan of online shopping, but would you still encourage people to shop locally as well?
Absolutely. I was just a big part of the SA Shop SA Local campaign. My son and I were on the front page of the Advertiser here in South Australia. As I said, there's some things that I don't think can be replicated online in terms of fresh produce, supporting, you know, produce that's sourced from the local region, I think is really critical. I've got a couple of stores that aren't online that I shop with at home. Our local supermarket is South Australian owned. So there's some things that I think are really, really critical to support locally and shop locally. And it's just about using your nous. I mean, I don't think it's rocket science, you know, whether you're living in the city or in the country. there are certainly businesses that you want to promote and that you want to support, and it's just about doing that.